This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Exactly what they're considering here, which is the question of whether a president has absolute immunity. And then there's a second question here.
Biden lawfare circus has taken a dangerous turn for the former psychotics in chief.
So I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Trump attorney DeJohn Sauer presented a moment of clarity to the power-mad deep state pawns.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts. If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed. Every current president will face de facto blackmail and extortion by his political rivals while he is still in office. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq?
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine.
Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike?
But these decisions must be made, given my responsibility to protect the American people.
Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies?
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
The original meaning of the executive vesting clause, the framers' understanding and intent, an unbroken historical tradition spanning 200 years, and policy considerations rooted in the separation of powers all counsel against it.
Meanwhile, Biden DOJ attorney Michael Dreeben and special counsel Jack Smith attempted to claim the Constitution does not grant presidential immunity. Of course, Dreeben, when asked if Obama could be tried for murder for the drone strikes he has openly admitted to, argued this could not be the case.
Mr. Dreeben, are you saying that there's no immunity, presidential immunity, even for official acts?
Yes, Justice Thomas, the president, as the head of the Article II branch, can assert as applied Article II objections to criminal laws that interfere with an exclusive power possessed by the president or that prevent the president from accomplishing his constitutionally assigned functions.
Fortunately or unfortunately, there is a long-standing history of criminal activity protected by this assumed immunity, as Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out regarding the JFK-era CIA Operation Mongoose and subsequently Operation Northwoods.
Not so distant past, certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose, and yet there were no prosecutions.
Yes.
Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that that would have been ripe for criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
We're looking at a plan to blow things up on American soil and then to blame it all on Cuba.
Operation Mongoose was a multifaceted chess game played on the global stage. Covert operations took on various forms, from sabotage to propaganda campaigns. The objective was create internal dissent, sow discord, and ultimately overthrow Castro's regime.
Careful what you ask for, deep state lawfare adherents. Even a kid waving his middle finger at decrepit, derelict Biden knows.
A little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise, it happens all the time.
The only thing separating Biden from a prison cell is his presidential immunity marinating in plausible deniability.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Biden's legal crew may be creating a path to a doomed reconstruction of the presidential power that they serve. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Another world, another time,
another time.
In the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder,
another time,
another world, another time. His rivals green and good to return the Christmas fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I made a lot of documentaries that reached hundreds of millions of people. And, of course, we've cut thousands of reports that have reached billions of people. But I want to make a documentary about not just false flags, but the history of governments getting together to have a war, not to defeat each other, but to keep the power structure in place. Now, there are a lot of wars, and I've never quantified, I don't think anybody knows the exact number, that are real wars between two countries, two tribes, two empires, two systems. I would say the majority in history have been that. I think that's fair to say. But there have been a lot of them where it's contrived. And on the surface, there's real people killing each other, and it's a real war. But at the end of the day, it's not. And I saw a film a few years ago called The King that was based on a true story 650 years ago where you have the Norman, that are the French, who are the Vikings, who had conquered France and most of Europe, and William the Conqueror had come over 300 years before that, 400 years before that, and also conquered most of what's England today. So it was cousins. And I forget the actor's name. He's the guy that plays Paul Atreides in Dune. You guys just type in The King. Timothée Chalamet. But if you go watch that movie, in fact, it was so powerful because I've read history books about it. I watched it twice. I watched it once in the theater when it came out, I guess 8-9 years ago, and I watched it again just like 6 months ago with my wife. Because it's a real historical movie, and it's very accurate. So the point is that he goes and fights this giant war in France. His best friend gets killed. They lose half their army, but they win. And then his minister comes in at the end and says, we had a deal the whole time, and this is just to secure both realms, and we staged this, and he stabs him, which that really happened. He stabs the minister to death with a dagger. And I'm oversimplifying it, but there are letters in multiple wars in the last 800 years between France and England, who are the classic two enemies, but have the same royalty related, until the House of Tudor went away, and then you got the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha came in with George I, the second. We had the Revolutionary War against King George III. They weren't even British, but the point is, before that, they were Norman. And then you know the story of Robin, who was a real person, but it becomes legend. He was a Saxon. So there's a lot of history there, and I'm not going to even try to get it all right because there's so much of it. You have to read 100 books to even understand it, not which I have, but it just becomes, you know, lore at some point. But the point is that the King of England finds out that he's been set up because his father was trying to conquer the Irish, which was true, and they couldn't do that because they never give up. And he was trying to conquer the Welsh, which they couldn't because they never give up. And he was even trying to get in a fight with the Scots. Oh, that's a really good group to start a fight with. That was all starting. Took England 400 years once that started to actually ever get the Scots. You know about William Wallace, all of it. And so the ministers were all pissed that, this is the full story, the movie covers like 80% of it, that his father was constantly fighting over the British Isles. That's what they called it. It was theirs. The Irish would say it's not the Isles, and the Scots would say it's not the British Isles, but the British Islands, but they were like, it's ours. The British. That's the Britain comes from that little tribe in the south there. So the reason I start this discussion with that is, can we have a little bit of a thought about how this works? So the king's father, when he was king, was constantly making war domestically. So his ministers came to him, and these letters are written, and they're on the record, and you can read books about it. And they've got it at the Royal Museum in London. And once his dad died, said, listen, your dad wasn't smart. We need a war with France. And by the way, France has got its own issues, so we think it's going to work out fine. Even if we lose, it'll be okay. We'll be able to unify all the tribes in England behind us, and we'll have control here. And there are famous letters in wars that came after that where the British king or the French king would write to their cousin, usually a first cousin or second cousin, and say, I'm having uprisings and problems and trouble raising taxes. I think it's time for us to have a conflict. And they would go have a conflict. So if that was going on 400, 500, 600, 700 years ago in Europe and in what is the UK today, what do you think the establishment's doing today? Because 9 times out of 10, when there's a big war, it's a real war, people are dying, but there are political groups behind the scenes making deals. And it is a fact that the Rothschilds and the political Zionists had a plan before the Balfour Declaration and all the rest of it 120 years ago. That'd be 40 years before World War II. Look it up. And there's documentaries of the Rothschilds on PBS admitting this, that they wanted to set up a new Israel either in Russia or Ukraine or in where Israel is today. And that the political Zionists and the founders of Israel, look up these quotes, a cow in Palestine owned by Zionists is more valuable than all the Jews in Europe. Pull up. That's the founder of Israel said that. Pull it up. A cow in Palestine, call it that, owned by Zionists is more valuable than all the Jews in Europe. Because they're not under the control of this, you see. And I'm not saying it's totally a Zionist operation. I'm saying this is real history. I want to make a documentary, show you the quotes, all of it. Because it's the same Machiavellian crap that Machiavelli wrote about in what is Italy today, which was not Italy until 150 years ago, 160 years ago. It was a bunch of principalities, just like the Austro-Hungarian Empire was dozens and dozens of little kingdoms that all allied under an emperor because none of them would give up their power. And so Israel, people that founded it, the Rothschilds, they see that and they said, we'll get England to recognize Palestine as Israel. And then British intelligence funded Hitler, wound him up, had secret deals with him. Yeah, one cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Poland. And then there's other quotes like that. Yitzhak Grunbaum, but there's also the founder of Israel said that similar thing. But the point is that, again, the crew is just in there typing in what I say. We're not pre-planning this, but you can, any listener can just type in what I say and you're going to find it. So this is another example. So because the King of England and the King of France were in stage wars, doesn't mean French are bad, doesn't mean British are bad. It means their leaders are doing this. And in that movie, The King, which is based on the true story of what happened, he killed the first minister when he found out. You mean, we just staged a fake war, killed half my friends, my best friend. You're dead, you son of a bitch. But the point is, that's how this works. And this goes on. And if you don't think Israel doesn't pull crap like this, you're stupid. They're as smart as anybody out there. And that's where evil comes in, is this idea. Well, we can do this. It's like the Ring of Mordor, the Ring of Sauron. You can put it on and play dirty tricks and win, but you always destroy yourself in the end. And so there were deals with Madeleine Albright's dad and people under him like Soros that worked through him, you know, 10 levels down, to not let Jews leave Europe. Not leave Ukraine, not leave Poland, not leave Austria, not leave Germany, not leave France, unless they could pay massive amounts of money to the Zionists, who then paid 80% of it, you look this up on average, to the Nazis, who would then, in some cases, load them on airplanes and fly them out. But all the other Jews had to die. And see, that's the real secret. It isn't, oh, Hitler didn't kill Jews. You're damn right he did.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kansas, or whether you're a farmer in Nigeria, or whether you're a farmer in China, or whether you're an auto mechanic in Austin, Texas, you're all being hit with 5G. You're being hit by chemtrails. You're being hit by poison shots. You're being hit by attacks on the family. They don't care who you're, because it's a ruthless, sinister group on top that's all about power. And so you get Hollywood and the corporate media and everybody. Oh, they showed you the dead kids in Gaza, and it was terrible, and they made it the hugest thing. And I'm not saying it's not a terrible thing. But what about 22 million dead? It was 20 million a few months ago. Insurance company actuaries, 22 million dead from the poison shots. FDA reports admitting it's all true. British Ministry reports admitting it's all true. Their National Health Service, it's all there. I say, hey, what about all the dead kids from the shots? Shut up. You're covering up the massacre in Gaza. My point is that this is a larger program of destabilization and control as the globalists wage war against humanity. And then you've got the universities and the banks funding the Islamic protesters who are calling for communism and total control. I'm not saying they have a right to protest. What I'm saying is, then Governor Abbott and all of them send in the police to arrest reporters and arrest innocent people to make them the victims. And then they stir it all up. And for all the white supremacists and all the pissed off people who are totally in line with Islam, hey, almost all the leftists that are anti-Israel, they're all pro-Ukraine war. So see, none of these labels even mean anything. It's all about the collision and the images of the protesters pushing back police and attacking police and all of this. And then in some areas, the police overreacting. All of that is meant to heat up the temperature ahead of this contested election that we're 190 days out today. And the Washington Post, the New York Times, they all say, well, when Trump gets in, we're just going to have uprisings and drive him from office. And we've got bills introduced where he can't declare the Insurrection Act, like George Herbert Walker Bush did in 1992 in L.A. riots. And we're going to build this as an uprising against white supremacism. And that's why HBO and CNN and Netflix and every channel is white people are the devil and white people are racist and white people are oppressing you. And the new Civil War movie is all about that. And Trump gets killed in the White House, a Trump character. Because it'll be real mobs killing each other, real mobs burning things, real mobs going to war with each other. But up above it, it's just like the mini wars between France and England, England and France, where they get together and say, we have uprisings here at home. It's very famous. It's all admitted. What are we going to do? Time for a war. And it's a real war. And then England and France attack each other. And hundreds of thousands die. But you better believe in France and in England and all the way into Ireland. The Irish, when that would start, would go, whoa, we're not going to fight now. Then, oh, we're actually, okay, well, we're not with the French. It's the same story over and over again to use a war to unify people. This is basic globalist psychology, Machiavellian psychology. And people can get this. They can understand it. And you can transcend all this. And then whether you are a Palestinian, or whether you're Jewish, or whether you're German, or whether you're from an African country, whether you're in the Congo or Brazil, you can understand how they manipulate and sit back and realize the wars they're starting and the racial conflicts and the crime and the defunding of police, the angrier world Klaus Schwab talks about, that is all real. But at the end of the day, the people controlling the joystick, the people in control of the mechanisms, are sitting back laughing how they created the angrier world that would destroy the current civilization, that would bring in the new civilization, a Build Back Better, that is, by every measurement, a dystopic hellscape. They want to feed us all genetically grown meat full of cancer viruses. They want to give us all cancer injections. I've got stacks of FDA reports admitting SV40 and the Canadian government, deadly super carcinogen SV40, that anybody that gets it is going to get cancer. You may not get it right away, but it embeds in your cells and starts replicating. And my grandmother in the 1950s was given the polio vaccine, and her doctor told her it gave it to her. And I've got mainline reports confirming it today. Didn't matter if you were black or brown or white, you got that damn shot, and cancer exploded after that. And now with the new shots, it exploded even more. And we're talking tens of millions of dead. Oh, but all we can talk about is 20-something thousand dead children in Gaza. And I've shown it, and I've said it's wrong, and I've spent more time per capita. I've spent the last 6 months, since October 7th, half our time on the dead Gazan children, who I'm sorry for. But notice how I got diverted. If I spent it according to the real number of dead children, I would have spent one show on Gaza, and I'd have spent 100-plus shows on the poison shot. But see, I've got to show how good I am. But that's not even me doing that in a Machiavellian way. I see the images. They don't show you the images of the paralyzed kids, the dead kids, the people having their organs liquefied from the shots. They don't personalize it. See, they're smart because they're hitting everybody. Asian, mixed kids, black, white, Hispanic. We're all getting hit, but they don't show it to you. Oh, you got to find it. You got to see a local newscast. You got to have a doctor go public. I sent to the crew more than 15 clips of governments now admitting this is all true. So let's spend half our time on the 20,000 dead kids in Gaza, and let's spend the other half on the millions of dead kids from the shots. Is that fair? Nope. You're pro-Israel. All right. We will spend no time on the shots, no time on the myocarditis, no time on the 80 plus percent of the women. New England Medical Journal that take the shot have miscarriages, first trimesters. You're right. Those dead babies don't matter. Nothing matters. Oh, they got ads in the U.S., in the U.K., in England, in Canada about, oh, heart attacks are normal in little kids now. Learn about how heart attacks are normal for small children. I told you 4 years ago they'd run ads saying it's normal to have heart attacks and strokes in children because it's not. But I apologize. We will not cover the 22 million dead from the shots or them coming back with new lockdowns and more shots. We will only cover Gaza. And we will only cover, only, the few incidences of police being rough with the demonstrators who attacked them in many cases. We will not show them calling for communism. We will not show them pulling down American flags. We will show everyone we're anti-Israel. And we will get behind the Muslims and get behind the big pier that Biden's building to ship millions of them here. I'm all for it. Get rid of Israel completely. They is the only thing in the universe. Take all the Moderna shots, all the Pfizer shots, have nuclear war with Russia, give hundreds of billions to Ukraine. All that matters in the universe, because CNN said, is Gaza. I'm a hero now. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to explain all this because I think you're smart and I think you can figure it out, and we're going to stop it together. And we're going to stop the wars because we're going to cut the funding off. When Trump said I could end the Ukraine war overnight, he would. 90% of it's funded by the U.S. Of course he could. I'm not sure Trump would actually do that. But the point is, that's where we're at, is big boy time, big boy pants, actual knowing things, understanding the dialectic, the manipulation, the control, transcending it. All right, we'll be right back. We got huge news straight ahead. Infowars.com/show and Bandai Video. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, we have the White House, while they're funding Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah, playing up they love the Palestinians so much. We got Soros funding all these demonstrations around the country where they get violent. 9 times out of 10, the so-called protesters attacking the police to create the image of police fighting back against them to then call for tyranny. It's very, very simple to warm up the temperature ahead of Trump winning in 190 days to try to trigger a civil war, which they're hyping everywhere they're going to do. Remember, George Soros is there, just like he funded the overthrow of the Ukrainian government 10 years ago. He was bragging on TV that he was all behind it. Just look it up. George Soros brags about overthrowing the Ukrainian government. The same leftists are almost to a person loving the Ukraine war, loving endless war, demanding it, waving their Ukrainian flags. That's killed 10 times what's been killed in Gaza, conservatively, probably 20 times. But you're not supposed to care about that, dead Russians, dead Ukrainians. Fight the last Ukrainian, fight the last Russian. Now, though, this is the big issue, Palestine, because we were told it was. And it's all the oxygen, all the attention, period. Not the 22 million dead from the shots, not the 600,000, 700,000 dead in Ukraine. No, it's this one thing. You're supposed to focus on that because the corporate media said that, and you're a rebel and you're a radical if you do. And then there's countless videos I've got that I just saw in the last day. I'm only going to play a few of them here. But they're like, we want to use this for socialism and communism to collapse the U.S. and bring in this new order. Well, Klaus Schwab wants that. They've got their new order. He's got the bust of Lenin in his office because he knows when they actually collapse things, it gets rid of the middle class, and then they're offshore with even more money and power. They want the political unrest. They want the craziness. So here's a clip. Far left rally for Gaza at Georgetown University. An extremist on the microphone says there's only one solution, Intifada revolution. We must have a revolution so we can have a socialist reconstruction of the United States. Let's just turn everything over to Hezbollah and Hamas. They'll all start fighting with each other. We surrender, America's yours. They'd all start just killing each other like Somalia instantly or Iraq. But we're not supposed to say it's our country. We're capitalists. We're Christian. We're going to promote things that are successful. No, no, no. Shut up. Let's have a bunch of spoiled, rotten, mainly children of illegal aliens on their free ride at these colleges run around and wave their flags and piss on America. It's ridiculous. And it doesn't get Israel with their 5,000 nuclear weapons. Alex is against, you know, these communists. I'm not against their protests. They can have them, even though they're against my free speech. I just don't agree with them. Not agreeing with their communist Islamic aims is not censoring them for Israel. Oh, you're for Israel. Oh, Israel, Israel. Israel's a pawn in this whole thing. You could say, fine, it's a pawn that runs things for the sake of argument. I don't even believe that, but it's a power player. It's used to manipulate things, but it doesn't matter because I'm into history and bigger issues. And I understand the players that are involved, and I actually want to stop this clash of civilizations that will get us all killed if we keep going down this road. Here's one of the clips I was talking about.
This wretched system, there's only one way. Just like that chant that we enjoy so much, there is only one solution. Intifada revolution. Let's have revolution so we can have a socialist reconstruction of the United States of America.
And if you go watch Civil War, it's all about a socialist reconstruction of America and a killing of Trump and stopping white rule, which isn't even going on here. But this is all a repeat of what happened in South Africa. You go to South Africa, it's 10 times worse than it was. I'm not defending the old system. I'm saying what they replaced it was far worse by design. Now the Africans don't get 5% of the gold and diamonds comes out of there. And the foreign banks sit back and laugh. Because they made it about a fight between white people and black people. All right. I mentioned this earlier. It's a big deal. And it's already been confirmed. Many other places, I don't say to take away thunder. I'm saying this is on record. In a big national survey, 1 out of 5 people surveyed, the Democrats were proud of it. Yeah, I haven't lived in that state for 10 years, but I still voted there, and I voted in my state. Totally illegal. They don't care. See how that works? And that's what this is about, is conquering us. It's not the people they're bringing in are bad. I don't hate them. They've just been brainwashed and brought in for this goal. Like, I love a beautiful dagger. I love commando daggers. There's just something powerful about them, and you know, and you could really get some business done with those. But I would want one stuck in me. And I love cars. I'd love a 57 Chevy, but I wouldn't want to have it run over me. And that's the thing. I don't hate these people, but they're being forged as a weapon against us. The video's on InfoWars.com. You see the full hour-long interview. Bombshell, 1 in 5 2020 mail-in ballots were fraudulent. They've only gotten around to 2020. They're trying to do 2022 right now and showing even more numbers. Here it is.
It's now apparently a criminal offense, a felony in this country, to suggest the 2020 presidential campaign was not on the level. That crime appears to form the basis of one of Donald Trump's pending indictments. He's an election denier. But actually, it's worth denying the legitimacy of that election because it was not fair. Critical information was withheld from voters through censorship and, yes, by the government. That is a fact. It's also a fact that Mark Zuckerberg spent $400 million to control voting in various places around the country and affect the outcome. That's not legitimate. It was also conducted in many places through electronic voting machines. And no country should ever use electronic voting machines because fundamentally they cannot be trusted. Why would you trust it? But then there's the question of outright cheating, voter fraud. Was there voter fraud? Well, we know there was some, but was it widespread? That is a hard allegation to prove, though, of course, many people believe there was widespread fraud. Well, now it turns out we know for a fact that there was. And in fact, it can be proven with a poll. Just ask people, did you personally commit voter fraud? Well, that has just been done. And the answer is a huge percentage of people asked in the poll admitted, yes, I committed voter fraud. It's remarkable. Justin Haskins is a senior fellow at the Heartland Institute. He joins us now with details. Justin, thanks so much for coming on. If you could just start by giving us the results, the shocking results of this poll, and we'll go from there.
Sure. So it was pretty straightforward. We asked people a series of questions, the first of which is, or one of the first questions was, did you vote in the 2020 election, and did you vote with an absentee ballot? And if they answered yes to both of those questions, then we asked a bunch of questions related to voter fraud. We didn't tell them that we were asking, did you commit voter fraud? We just asked them about various behaviors. So, for example, we asked people, did you vote in a state where you're no longer a legal resident? That's a pretty straightforward question. If you're not a permanent resident of a state, you can't vote there. 17% of people, nearly 1 in 5, said yes, they did do that. We asked people, did you fill out a ballot for someone else on their behalf? That's also illegal. You're not allowed to fill out someone else's ballot. 21% of people said yes to that question. We asked if people forged the signature of a friend or family member on their behalf, with or without their permission. We actually put that in the poll question, and 17% of people said yes to that. So, all told, it's at least, and I say at least, 1 in 5 mail-in ballots involved some kind of fraudulent activity. But we didn't just stop there. We also asked everyone, whether they voted via mail-in ballot or not, so in-person voting as well, do you know anyone who personally, in your personal life, a friend, a family member, acquaintance, someone from work, has anyone ever admitted to you that they did one of these kinds of forms of voter fraud? And 10% and 11%, we asked two different questions on that, said yes, people admitted to me that they committed voter fraud.
Thanks a lot for watching us on X. There is a lot more to see, and you can find it on TuckerCarlson.com. We hope you'll join us.
Absolutely. Please do. Okay, I want to hit the poison shot news. I know it's not sexy, like the 20,000 dead kids in Gaza that I'm totally against, but the 22 million dead and millions of dead children, not 2 million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The whistle and says it's going to give millions cancer, very deadly form of cancer, and the number one cause of cancer is SV40. Look it up. Pfizer reportedly withheld presence of cancer-linked DNA in COVID jabs from FDA Health Canada. Well, again, that is not Gaza, so we should not cover it. NIH defines FOIA, Moderna Vax royalties paid to remain secret. So the NIH of England defies the Freedom of Information Act. Moderna Vax royalties paid to government officials remain secret. And here's Trudeau saying, man, it's such a rush to take the shot. Remember that? Here's the study on the mRNA shots and how it's causing all the major health issues. A dangerous vaccine for nothing disease, U.S. stockpiling bird flu vaccines. Remember Biden saying you got to take the shots. If you have the shot, you're protected. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. All lies. They hooked your parents up to ventilators and killed them, knowing exactly what they were doing. So that's the news right there. And they're coming back. They're trying to push their pandemic treaty. They're saying new imminent viruses are about to release, new lockdowns, more deaths from the shots. But all we're talking about is a civil war in America ahead of Trump getting in. And that's what the left's hanging their hat on. All right, I mentioned these clips. Let's try to get to a few of them before we end this broadcast. And Chase Geiser comes in host Sunday Night Live. And by the way, Owen Schroyer was not demoted. He hosts 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. He's got a lot going on, a lot happening, and he said, family stuff, that he would like to not host the Sunday Night Live for a while. So Chase stepped up. That's why he's hosting and doing a fabulous job, just like Owen did. And so he'll be in here with a lot coming up when the broadcast ends in about 12 minutes. Okay. Let's just play Australian news admitting they're paying out people damaged by COVID. But that's if you can jump through 100 hoops or damaged by the COVID shot. Just to admit that's going on. And then play back-to-back Naomi Wolf, Dr. Naomi Wolf. Pfizer knew what would happen to newborns. Let's play those clips back-to-back.
On his feet after a harrowing ordeal.
All I did was go and take a vaccine.
Now Chris Nemeth is fighting for justice.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't work.
The once healthy 49-year-old became wheelchair-bound after developing a chronic neurological disorder called CIDP. He says the symptoms began 2 weeks after having his first AstraZeneca vaccination in 2021. They included headaches, tingling fingers, facial palsy, and stolen mobility.
I was paralysed completely from the waist down.
Mr. Nemeth is still unwell and claiming millions of dollars in compensation under the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine claim scheme. He's one of more than 3,000 unlucky Australians maintaining COVID vaccines made them ill.
We've just had a settlement of $2.2 million for a very deserving applicant.
Tanya Nielsen is helping 100 injured Australians claim for rare but recognised vaccine side effects, like heart issues from the Pfizer vaccine and Guillain-Barre syndrome from AstraZeneca.
And if you would like to contribute to this show financially, you can do so through Patreon.
Applicants who might
Paid 147 people $7.7 million, with more than 2,000 applications in progress. Chris Nemeth wants interim payments and a simpler system. The scheme closes early next year. Jackie Cruz, 7 News.
This section plays documents where there's an 80%
we had a big
of women
today.
Two-term, and they happen to lose.
A medical study on the effects of marijuana use confirms that everyone knows you're high and that you'll never stop feeling like this.
Everyone can smell marijuana.
And then later on, Dennis Report 69, Dr.
Laughing
resigned 5 days after.
The in-depth report reveals that despite trying to act cool, you're definitely laughing too much and everyone is messing with you.
Your parents know you're high.
In their words, through the babies were dying through transplacental
exposure. If you're young and you smoke marijuana,
but they knew that, and they knew that they were poisoning breast milk and that the nanoparticles, the mRNA, and the spike was getting into the breast milk and causing convulsions and death. And apropos of what Dr. Phillips has found, what you brought up about problems with newborns,
same stuff that
I interviewed Dr. Jasmine, who's finding what is in the Pfizer documents from 2 years before, they knew that newborns would have
wasn't just marijuana.
Air sacs
how are you going
between
to get
their tiny lungs and their tiny chest walls, and this would cause respiratory distress.
So
they knew it.
Shire Society declaration and planning your move to New Hampshire to be around
more
liberty-oriented people.
Is finding
next,
they
sign
just
up
go
for the
home
Shire Society
they're coming back
at forum.shiresociety.com.
There
are a bunch of people there who are already.
Yeah, you can just type in New England Medical Journal.
If you're already in Shire
2 years ago,
you should also come.
83% of children,
not everyone uses Facebook. New people are signing up for the Shire Society forum every month.
Two trimesters
so drop
lost
in
the baby.
Say hello at
and the majority of the other babies born that survived were very ill or died.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs.
In the U.S. and U.K.,
you'll find
once they rolled it out,
LRN.FM,
of women in the new study
details on how to get a free bumper sticker, color page flyers,
that's pretty,
and print out
but I understand.
An
Israeli bomb didn't do it, so I'm working to the Jews for covering this. I get it.
And help bring new listeners
who cares about
to the
millions
Liberty
of dead
Radio
people?
Network.
I'm not lessening Gaza. I'm saying all we talk about is Gaza.
The new
Let's
fourth
talk
edition of Healing Our World, the compassion
95% about Gaza, which
your
is 20,000
understanding of liberty to a deeper level,
and
has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a forward
Let's
by
talk
Dr. Ron Paul
about
with discounts for multiple book purchases.
Because the globalists
the
rolled them out.
Healing Our
they
World
did it.
Is a great
they're behind it. We bring down the globalists. They're running it all.
And
they're funding all of it.
Who
they're behind it all. Netanyahu used Israel. He said it's guinea pigs. They're victims in it, too. Let's come together.
Code FTL.
Muslim, Jew, Christian, agnostic, against against the biomedical tyranny in the UN treaty before they launch new attacks. It's the big attack.
Pro-Palestinian protests.
Not race war. Not white people are bad or black people are bad or all this crap.
They don't want their colleges to.
I just played two clips. I told you I have 15. Here's two more. Here's Australian MP.
In New York, students have defied official requests for them to leave the Columbia University campus.
Talking about the spike protein, the 20% increase in cardiac arrest, that 96% increase in the U.S. Air Force from cardiac arrest, and then British MP Andrew Riggin, I'm afraid the mRNA COVID vaccine rollout is going to be bigger than the Holocaust. It already is. Here it is.
When I read in the Herald Sun recently a report that there's been a 20% increase in cardiac arrest in Victoria since 2019.
Cardiac arrest incidents are at the highest ever recorded in Victoria. Thousands of Australians die from a sudden cardiac arrest each year, and in many cases, the cause is unknown.
Intermittent fasting, it may nearly double the risk of dying from a heart issue.
The link to mental health and an increase in, you know, heart attacks.
Doctors want to warn about the impact of smoking marijuana.
Climate change.
How does climate change affect your heart?
High nighttime temperatures are particularly dangerous for human health.
The link between sudden cardiac arrest and influenza.
What is the root cause of this massive spike in cardiac arrest?
Global research had been detecting risks associated with COVID-19 mRNA vaccines.
Research has shown is that markers associated with increasing the risk of heart attack and probably even progression of underlying heart disease in people who have already got some heart disease has been significantly increased risk from 11% at 5 years risk of heart attack to 25%. Now that's a huge increase.
Data continue to surface on adverse events, including myocarditis, acute cardiac injuries.
So if it wasn't for this data that's come out recently, I would have attributed most of these excess deaths from heart disease to those lifestyle factors. Now the vaccine has been thrown in to the equation, we can't ignore it.
I don't know if it's the COVID injections, but if it's not, surely we must ask ourselves why. Why is there a 20% increase in cardiac arrest over the past 5 years? Given Australia's unexplained excess deaths, I've written to Mark Butler, the Minister for Health, to ask if his department is willing to include COVID-19 vaccine mandates in their scope of investigation of the possible cause of this very disturbing trend. I ask these questions as I have done for 3 years without judgment of anybody, only asking why. And that's justice as I see it.
He also made some comments. He said that he hopes that the U.S. can look at China.
I've been into fashion since I can remember. He said this, but one day I had a stomach ache so bad I didn't want to do anything. And move the forward. Team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicine that needs machines to control my heart.
Tyler, you always have to take my dish. What's the
so
deal?
Now I can she become the next great professional. She might have a baby.
Oh? What else have you heard?
I heard she has a boyfriend.
But studies already show 55% of people that have vaccinated in this market out together just 2 months ago.
They have a big hotel.
And now it's everywhere. Oh, kids have myocarditis and cancer. It's all normal. Liberal. Record deaths. Population going down. Life expectancy going down. They're murdering everyone. I'm going to hit it all hard tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and I won't apologize for exposing the 22 million dead by the globalists and Bill Gates. And I will focus on that. I will try to stop the Civil War. I'll try to stop replacement migration and all of it. All right, we're going to break for 2 minutes. The Chase Geyser comes in. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show. Follow me at Raw Show.
As always.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.